I love you.
Hello and welcome back to Bebo's Legends podcast. We are on episode 12, The Last Refuge. Tonight, I am joined by
Elias
and Nisi.
And I forgot to introduce myself, but I'm Carrie. Yay. Oops. Great start, guys. Great start. So episode 12 of season 1, does anyone know who wrote and directed it? Okay, so it was written by Rachel, I don't know how to say her surname, Rachel somebody? Is that good? Are we good with that? I don't feel like we are. I feel like Elias is typing right now. This is a really great start. A really, really great start. Starting as we mean to go on, people. My bad. I should have said before we started.
So, yeah, maybe you should have.
Yeah. I was too busy.
I might go robot for a second. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We like robots. Nisi, what are you eating? Do you have spaghetti?
No, that's my spaghetti. So, it was directed by Rachel Talalay. And written by Chris Fedak and Matthew Marla. I guess that's how you say it.
I mean, we've potentially just butchered those names, but it's okay. So we are a rewatch podcast and we get together once a week and discuss an episode of Legends of Tomorrow and have fun while we do it. Yay, go team! Woohoo! Go team! What were your initial thoughts on the episode?
I love the young versions of themselves. Like, although only two of them can actually talk because they're not babies, but I just think that their interactions with their nower selves and the younger selves.
Nower. You just think nower.
You know what I mean.
Maybe current would be a good word. Current selves or present selves. Nower. Nower is not a thing. Fuck's sake. Not even close to a real fucking thing.
Well, we are not baby speakers.
Somebody put that on a t-shirt. Never.
I'm so sorry. Current versions of themselves and the younger versions with each other. I just love it. Never.
Nisi, it's your turn.
I love this episode. I don't know. It was so cool to see, Rory interact with himself and Sarah and Jax with his dad. It was so cool.
I agree. I liked the episode. I thought it was good. I thought it was exciting. It had good fights. It had good emotion. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. And yeah, I liked it when they spoke with their younger selves. I liked young Sarah and young Mick. I thought that was really funny seeing them two together. So what was your favorite part?
Everything with young Sarah in it, because I always think it's hilarious when they want to make an actress you look younger, they just give her bangs every goddamn time. And young Rory was just weirdly hot for me, to be honest, and that was kind of weird. What?
I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at her. She's supposed to be speaking.
I love the banks. I was just waiting for him to stop. I don't know if this is all quite set, but for me, he just stopped talking. So I was waiting.
Elias, you need to start doing hand signals again, because Niecy still doesn't know how conversations work.
Did you just drop something?
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Broke his...
I broke Elias again. Uh-oh. This happens too often. Ground control to Elias. Elias?
He broke.
Elias! He must be in the fridge. He closed my laptop on accident. Very, very good, Elias. Well done. So proud of you.
Jesus Christ.
We're just gonna give Elias a hot second to just calm the fuck down. Okay. Okay, are you good? Yeah? Niecy, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part. Ooh, I wrote down a lot. Sarah B. Banks. Like, whoop, whoop, whoop. She looks so cute. And Sarah being a Thai mom for the first time, which is awkwardly weird because she's being a Thai mom for herself.
Yeah, that's true.
But still cute. The Sarah scenes with herself, where she tries to encourage her to sleep with a flat pole. And the friendship between Sarah and Kendra. Also, Jack's with his dad. Jack's with his dad. Because that was very beautiful.
Okay, Niecy, before we move on, I feel like it's important that we have a quick chat, okay? Favorite part. Not all your favorite parts.
Well, that was my favorite part. I couldn't choose.
I sit for like 20 minutes like, oh, no, it was this one. No, it was this one. And then I come down to one favorite part. And if you're allowed to list 20, so am I.
Well, then do it.
You
didn't say I'm supposed to do one.
I did. I said, what was your favorite part? Part.
Well,
not parts.
You just read what I wrote down.
That's what I'm saying. I love you. It's fine. Okay, my favorite part, singular, was Sarah fighting and young Sarah watching and being like, ah, what's going on? And then Sarah's all like, bah, bah. I'm like looking at her. I like that bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, what was your least favorite part? Part. Not parts.
The whole Kendra Ray thingy.
Oh my god, that's mine too.
Yeah. We have a thing against Kendra and Ray. Can that be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you guys always have really exciting names and I don't?
Because you don't rename yourself.
Okay, Niecy, what was yours?
I'm gonna have to agree with you guys. I didn't like this whole Kendra and Ray thingy.
Do you have a reason?
I just don't.
We just don't like the straights?
Nope, I just don't like it. See, I just thought, like...
I like Ray and Nora, but I don't like Ray and Kendra.
I don't mind Ray and Kendra. I think that they're cute, and I think that they're, like, sweet and stuff, but I think that the proposal was off, like, she's saying that she wants to spend the rest of her life with him, and then he proposes, kind of, and she says, like, maybe or yes, and then she's all like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have. But how can you want to spend the rest of your life with someone and then get confused with whether that means marriage or no? Like, you should just know whether that means marriage or no. Like, I felt like she did him dirty a little bit by messing him around a bit. Poor Ray.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing why I don't like them is because there wasn't, it wasn't ever like, oh yeah, they could become a thing until they suddenly were.
Mm.
And also, I just don't see the chemistry.
Like, yeah, I feel
Ray and Nora, because like, they're married in real life, but
I feel like if we had gotten to see them a bit more when they were living in the, what was it, 1960s maybe?
Yeah, 1961 was when they were rescued, I think.
Yeah, if we got to see them a bit more then and seen how their relationship sort of developed, because they had those, what was it, 2 years where they would have went from, like, seeing each other to living together and being serious enough that he wants to marry her. Like, if we'd seen that, it would have been easier to get behind them as a couple.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that. What was the most meaningful part of the episode to you?
Jesus.
Jesus? Jesus wasn't there.
Shut up. No, Rory saying to his younger self, not Jesus Christ, but you get the message, that he shouldn't be so hard on himself because present day Rory spent all of his life hating him, and he didn't deserve that.
Yeah. I'm too busy taking pictures to pay attention to the podcast.
No, I was paying attention. I just wanted to get a clear shot of you beautiful people.
Aww.
Clear shot.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
What was the most meaningful part?
Jesus. Right.
I already said that, though. I loved Jax and his dad because, I don't know, I think, and also Rip thingies, things, booms.
What did you just say?
I loved Rip's past and Jax's past, that we got to see more of that because, yeah, it's meaningful for their characters.
But like, Kari, what did you understand?
No, I didn't hear words. I just heard blah, 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 blah.
Okay, because I understood something and you definitely didn't say that.
Please tell us what you understood.
And Rip's penis issues.
No! Yes! That is my most meaningful part in the episode. Someone please put that on a t-shirt.
Dingsbums is like a German phrase for when you say thingy or something.
Right, well, that's not what it sounded like you said, apparently. So, I couldn't pick a most meaningful part because I didn't really know which part of the episode was important for future episodes, I guess. Though Mick sort of helping his younger self is a really good one.
Yeah. And another really, really small meaningful moment would also be Clarissa not remembering Martin. Because that's when they realize they have to fucking hurry up to end Savage.
That's true, actually. I really just wasn't paying that much attention, clearly. I was drinking, though, so maybe that's why. Don't drink in podcast, kids.
Oh, I have done that the past 11 weeks.
Cheers! I'm not checking my phone halfway through the podcast. That's not happening. Elias is literally sat with his phone in front of his face. So, what are you doing?
Podcast Twittering.
Oh, podcast Twittering. Fun. Are you podcast Twittering that picture of my face? Like,
no, I was laughing so hard I didn't take the picture in that okay. exact moment.
Thank God. Okay. Anything to add? Any discussion points anybody wants to throw out there? Well, this is chatty.
Yes, it is.
I guess shouldn't there have been repercussions of Sarah going on the time ship, like past Sarah going on a time ship with present day Sarah? Because then present day Sarah would have already remembered all of what's going to happen.
I feel like they do the amnesia pill that she gives her dad, though. I'm sure they mind wipe them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So one of my discussion points was Sarah and Kendra training together.
Okay.
I liked it. I liked that in this episode they sort of developed their friendship a bit further.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get to see more of... You've always seen Kendra being sort of sincere and caring, but it's nice to see that sort of side of Sarah, because up until now it's really been that whole hard outer shell, like, don't let people in, and now she seems to be opening up a bit about herself, I guess. I don't know. Also, what else did I write down? Sarah and Kendra with the baby.
Yeah.
Sarah's like trying to act like she doesn't care. She's trying to be like, oh yeah, you get the baby. I don't want to get the baby. And then she sees him and she's like, oh, the baby!
Yeah.
You are the cutest baby ever. Like, I liked that. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Anyone else got any discussion points, or shall I just keep talking?
I don't have any.
No, okay, I've got one more then. Here's a question for you. So you know every time they time jump, they go and sit down in the chairs and they put the big strappy things over themselves to stay safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they always go there, like they never go elsewhere on the ship to sit down. And like when the ship crashes, that time it crashes. Sarah and Kendra, like, wedge themselves between, like, two bits on the ship. Like, they don't have special jump seats or whatever that they can strap themselves into. So while they're time jumping, and they're all strapped in this episode, where's the baby? Where's the kids? Are those kids just getting flung around the fucking cargo hall? Like, what's happening to the kids and the baby? Good question, guys. I want to know.
Where did that?
That's a good fucking question.
Just saying. Because they didn't even have the baby in a car chair or anything. They were just carrying that kid. Like, that's not safe.
They are flying through the temporal zone where, apart from something that could kill the kid if it wanted to, like Kronos or something, no matter if it's in a car chair or not, it's gonna hit them. And I don't know if that was a straight sentence,
yeah,
but
no,
I'm not straight, so it's okay.
Put that on a t-shirt. Yeah, I don't know, because why, like, every time they go to time jump, Rip always says, oh yeah, you're gonna want to strap in. And like the first time they time jumped, he said to Jax, like, you're not gonna want to take that off. So it must be turbulent enough that they need to be strapped in. So where are the kids? Why are they not strapped in? Those kids should have been up there strapped in.
Yep, totally true. But also, like, I don't think it's more turbulent than a fucking crash where they slither in the ground for, like, a kilometer or a mile or whatever you want to call it.
I'm just saying, it's irresponsible. Take care of your fucking children selves.
Yes, niece, are you okay?
I was just thinking if kilometer was a word.
So not what I thought was going to come out of your mind.
Of course kilometer is a word.
Yes, absolutely.
Not in German, not in English.
It is.
It is.
What the hell? Aren't they called miles?
No, one mile is 1.65 kilometers or something.
No. Maybe actually. I know that I've
Or got the other way around.
I've got a mile and a half run coming up soon and it's 2.4 kilometers.
Yeah, then one kilometer is 1.35 or 5, whatever, miles. Then it's the other way around.
Yeah, but miles are different measurement.
Yeah.
Lengths, so no.
It's just like with meters and feet.
Yeah. There you go. Learn something new every day. Okie dokie. Coming up next is our infamous quiz segment where we ask each other quiz questions.
Did you say it on purpose or?
Yes, I said it on purpose.
Okay.
And the rest of the team will try to answer those quiz questions during the quiz segment. And if you're listening, we encourage you to also answer those questions. Shout them loud and
shout them proud!
Yes, Queen. She knew it was coming.
Okay.
Recording again. Feels like a podcast. Yep. Very good. Your tweets just popped up on my phone. All right, Elias, do you have a question?
We talked about this.
Which is why I asked you first.
Okay. What's the first question that I can come up with?
Oh, hey, before you start, did you guys see that Katie Lott's white canary tattoo on Twitter?
Yeah. It looks so nice if you're listening to us.
Wait a minute. How come in this picture that you posted, you can't see your face? Nisi's face looks beautiful, and I look like I had a stroke. That's not okay. You did me dirty then. You really did.
And I love doing you, dirty or not.
Uh-huh, sure you do.
Jesus Christ.
So many. All right, quiz questions, go.
How old is my dog?
6.
No.
7.
No.
8.
No!
Life.
He's not a senior, you dickhead.
1.
He isn't that young. He's 3.
Ah.
I said everything except for 3.
I don't think we said 2.
I said 2.
Oh, okay.
And you didn't say 4, okay.
I feel like you're being very dramatic. Nisi, go ahead.
Well, what's the name of the dude being killed in the first scene?
Oh, shit, I knew somebody was going to ask that and I didn't bother to figure it out.
Dickhead.
His name was Elias.
No, then it would be the most beautiful man on the world.
Oh, yeah, sure it would, yeah.
Maybe his name was Bitch Kari.
Oh, maybe. Maybe his name was Go Fuck Yourself. Because I care. I don't know. Sorry.
No idea.
Suggestions? No?
No.
Peter.
Peter Pan. It was Peter Pan. His name was Galex Druzen.
Galex.
Oh, we're so mature. We're really on point. Okay. What is Rip's birth name?
Michael.
Ding, ding, Michael. Ding, ding. Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, I knew you would ask that. That's why I didn't.
It's me again.
How are you?
Oh, just in case anyone doesn't know what's going on here, Elias didn't prepare any questions, so he's just making shit up.
Yeah. We did that a few episodes back as well. So, what was the first gaming console I had?
Game Boy.
No.
A Nintendo DS.
Jesus Christ, Curry!
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
It was a Nintendo DS Lite though, and not the original DS.
And a finger gun, happy dance, and you can all suck it. Nisi.
Yes. In what year did the Pilgrim try to kill Rory?
Oh shitbags! I feel like I don't know.
Elias should know that. In which year was
1990 Central City.
Fucking I just love how you said I should know that, and I knew immediately why I should know that.
Wait, why should you know it?
Because his singing teacher was born in that year.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. What percentage chance did Gideon give that the Pilgrim would find Mick when she did?
99.8
Weirdly specific for a guess.
What?
I'm surprised you didn't say 69, because, you know.
It's a fun number.
I couldn't say it. I had no air in my lungs.
What did you ask?
Are you fucking serious?
I mean, I know you said something about Gideon and the Pilgrim and what things she gave to that person.
I just spat on myself. What percentage chance did Gideon give that the Pilgrim would go for Mick when she did?
99.7?
Fuck's sake, guys! It was 97%!
I knew something with 9 and 7.
Right, yeah, sure you did. Yeah. Seems like you're talking out your ass, but never mind. Elias!
Oh, shit. I'm really running out of ideas, so how many light bulbs are in my... the lamp
Four.
On my ceiling?
4.
No?
6.
No.
3.
No.
1.
No.
I don't fucking know. 2.
4.
No.
I said 4!
5!
Yes!
Fucking hell.
6, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't know, 2!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Nisi.
Yes. Where and when was Stein born?
Oh, I know
in a car.
Very good. No, I know this. 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 I don't know off the top of my head, but I did write it down because I knew someone was going to ask it, and I feel like that counts. Shitbag, I don't know. No, I do. No, I do. Please, please. It was the 1950s, and it was in Hub City.
No.
Damn it! 1950s, I don't know where though.
1950s Hub City is where Ray and Kendra lived, you idiots.
Well, I wrote that down, I don't fucking know where I got it from, but there you go.
Sushi Town?
It was something in town.
Ivy Town, 1950s.
Yes, thank you.
Boom!
Where did you get that from now?
That, my head.
Well, maybe you should use your head and not your notes.
My head's just fine, thanks very much. No complaints yet.
Okay, I'm okay.
I'll tell you when you're older. Oh, I can't believe we're not editing this shit. Okay. Who saves young Mick?
Ray.
Yeah.
Because he always wanted to say that. Oh, short balls. I just had something in my brain, but now I've lost it again.
It's not surprising.
Ah, exactly. What instrument does Squidward play in SpongeBob SquarePants?
The trumpet.
No!
The clarinet.
The clarinet, yes!
Yeah.
Awesome. Macy?
What's the surname of Ray's fiancé?
Oh, come on.
Snart? Well, are we talking about Ray Palmer or Ray from season 3? We didn't disclose.
And on season 1, so why would we talk about season 3?
But maybe...
You didn't disclose!
I feel like you were not clear enough. Elias, you get that. Ding, ding, ding. What?
I should be a lawyer, but, I swear.
But even if we were talking about Ray in season 3, his fiancé's surname is not Snart.
Why?
I was talking about Sunshine Ray Nazi.
Yeah, Ray from Nazis.
Leo?
From the crossover with Gay Heart?
I swear. I was talking about Ray Palmer in episode 12.
What was this close?
What was his fiance's name, though?
Lauren.
Uh huh. What was her surname?
That was her.
Lauren! Anna Lauren!
Okay. Fun. Awesome. What year and place did they save young Sarah?
Starling City, 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me again. I'm sorry. Today's
you nearly
not my
made
day.
Me spit beer on my laptop.
I once poured beer over my laptop on accident.
Can you say poured again?
Poured.
Poured. I poured it.
Shut up.
Were you not literally just half an hour ago taking the piss out of how I talk? Because I'm pretty sure you were. Fuck you. Ask a fucking question.
Hi.
What just happened?
Oh, Jesus.
My brain is jumping to weird places now, but at which episode did I stop watching The 100?
At The 100.
Season 2, episode 4.
No, but closer than Nisi. It was season 3, episode 7.
I mean, I don't really know what you wanted me to say to that, because I was never going to get it right. Nisi!
Yes.
Ask a fucking question.
I don't have any more because you stole my last question.
Okay. I have a whole butt ton. Let's do this. When did the pilgrim attack Ray Palmer?
2014.
Yeah, when though? What day?
Okay. 14 something. No. It was 2014. But something.
Oh my god! December 19th, 2014. Something. Shall I just keep going?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. What is it called when you can control time in your immediate vicinity? No, the answer is not really cool.
Being a time master? I don't know.
Temporal micro manipulation.
Oh yeah, right.
When and where was Snart born?
In a hospital.
Central City?
Yeah, what date?
9th of March?
No, I'm looking for the year.
Oh. 75?
No, it's actually 1972, which is interestingly the same year my mum was born.
Oh.
She's a young mum. What three numbers make up the end of Stein's parents' license plate?
We should learn by now that that's the kind of things
that.
You ask. 512.
No. Nisi?
Something with a letter in it.
315. I said numbers. What did Stein's dad want to call him?
Jeremy.
Ding, ding, ding. What is Jax's dad called?
Jackson?
No.
You don't say.
I don't know, Jeremiah?
That's Danvers.
James.
Oh. Oh.
His name was James. What was written on the note left in Baby Snart's crib?
We were got here first.
Missed me.
Whoopsie.
Okay, so now that we have come to the end of our awesome quiz segment, I would like to take a minute to remind everyone who's listening to please share this episode with your social media friends, your friends in real life. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Breaker or whatever, please leave a review. We'd like to hear what you think. Excuse me, sorry folks, I'm going to sneeze and it's going to be like really loud.
Bless you.
Okay, so coming up next is our Who Said It segment, where one of the team members will say a quote and everybody else has to guess who said it. If you're listening at home or on the bus or in the library or on the toilet, say your answers loud and say them proud.
Maybe not loud in the library, but say them proud.
Mm.
Whisper them.
Whisper them proud in that library. Elias, you don't have any.
And that's something I can't improvise.
No, you can. Nisi.
Yeah, I mean, who wants a relationship based on...
Kendra.
Kendra.
No, Sarah.
Sarah to Kendra. Come with me if you want to live.
Ray.
I hate you.
Okay, Nisi.
Look for the one with horns.
Sarah. I hate you, you bitch.
That's what you get for stealing my question.
I don't trust a man with secrets.
Snart.
Snart.
You guys are on a roll today. Nisi.
We don't have any. Okay. Oh my god, she's quite a badass.
Mick.
Well, she... is from Sarah, and quite a badass is
from
Mick.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Couldn't miss spending the rest of our lives together.
Right.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it from my dad.
Oh.
Mick?
Sarah.
Yes!
Yeah, but that seems like doubling down to me.
That seems
Kendra.
Yes.
Oh yeah, right, when they were talking about babies.
Babies. Lizzie.
I don't have any more.
This little munchkin needs a checkup.
Mick!
Yeah. He's destined for great things.
James
Jackson.
Yeah.
Boom. Hail her, please.
Hail her?
Hail her, please.
Mama of Rip? Rip's mom?
No. You're very close, though.
Rip's kid, young Rip?
No.
Rip?
There you go. Wow. Fill me once.
The pilgrim.
Yeah, so now that we've come to the end of our Who Said It segment, I'm going to take a quick minute to remind everybody to check out our social media pages at Bebo's Legends Podcast on Instagram and, I don't know, our Twitter.
Bebo's Legends.
There you go. I really care. I really do. It's just, I've had a lot to drink.
We should go fuck ourselves because you care. I know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so next up is our Finish the Quote segment where somebody says the first half of a quote. Everybody else has to try and guess what the end of the quote is. Pretty self-explanatory, being that it's called Finish the Quote. However, there's the explanation just in case you didn't know. And if you're listening, say your answers loud and proud. Nisi.
Oh, I can't read that one. Okay.
Bob.
You said it already. But with your younger selves.
No fucking clue.
Okay. But with your younger selves removed from history, we have quite literally run out of time.
Yeah.
Yep. Either you're getting better.
Or I'm getting lazier. More lazy. Whatever.
Boom. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nishovich.
Don't be me.
Go.
Don't be me?
Yes.
Nisi, it's your turn.
I already said the quote.
What was your quote? I wasn't listening.
Don't be me.
Don't be me, be better. Don't be like me.
Yes, thank you.
It's don't be like me. The quote is don't be like me, be better. You said the fucking quote wrong, Casey.
You didn't even listen.
That's because you didn't say it right.
No, because you weren't listening.
You missed out a whole fucking word.
I must ask you both.
I must ask you. Are you sure you want to leave Daddy's little girl?
Alone with that punk.
Hmm. Yeah. Nisi?
I don't have any more.
Otherwise... No, okay.
And perhaps what time...
is it?
I knew you were gonna say that.
It's mustache time!
Mustache. You're welcome. Mustache song. I don't know. I don't know the quote.
And perhaps what time wants is to...
You and your father to meet again.
Yeah, to be together.
Yes, exactly.
Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Young lady?
No.
No, Mick, to his younger self.
Finish right? The quote. Not his head quote. Finish the quote. No.
I'm sorry.
Now who's not fucking listening? Nisi.
Pardon me first. He confused me.
Okay. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Otherwise, you're in
comprende?
Trouble. Yes. Well done. Okay. This one's maybe hard. I'm proud of you.
Definitely not my mom.
Oh, that was really, like, oh.
And also the wrong segment for that shit.
Yep, yep, a little bit, yep. Anywho.
I'm proud of you.
I'll give you a clue. It's Sarah's dad.
Yeah. I knew you'd come about to be caring for people or something.
I'm just hoping for one word.
Of you?
I'm proud of you, honey, yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
We have come to the end of our, what was that? Finish the quote segment. And I feel like this is a really good opportunity for us to just mention what's going to be happening next week on Beeble's Legends podcast.
Yes. Very exciting.
Lucy, do you even know what it is?
But I'm sure it's really exciting.
You don't know what it is. Yes, Queen. Elias?
Yeah, I just had to look up in the calendar. So next week on the 27th, we're going to upload a Halloween special.
I knew that.
Of Beeble's Legends podcast. And on Halloween the 31st, we are going to make a live stream on Twitch where we're just going to do our usual shenanigans.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get together. We're going to
dress up.
We're
going to get sugar shocks and be completely hyper.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also a really good opportunity for anybody who is listening to this podcast to is interested in being a part of it to give us a shout and we will figure out how to do that. Get you in to say hello. Jump on a chat with us. Talk to us. We'll talk to you. It's going to be BLP live and spooky. But I just came up with that and it's really good. So yeah, Halloween special coming next week and the week after because we're doing it twice.
And on the note of Halloween, today, as of 17th of October, because that's the day we record this.
This is the 16th. Oh, shit.
For us, it's the 17th.
Sorry. My bad.
I uploaded our Beeboween design on Redbubble.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really cool stuff as well. It looks brilliant on a t-shirt, and it looks brilliant on the stickers and the war bottles and everything. It's a spooky Beeble, and it's fucking cool. So check it out, and if you like it, buy something. Like, just do it. We fully support you. Okay, coming up next is our Would You Rather, and I'm not really, like, I already said it, made it perfectly clear, I had a really shit Would You Rather this week. However, I feel like it's a discussion to be had. Would you rather have two left feet or two left hands?
Two left hands, because I don't need to be able to write, like, with my hand. Oh, but I can't draw with two left hands. Fuck!
I mean, if you're left-handed, we're going to say two right hands or two right feet. Like, two of your non-dominant hands or feet is what we're going with.
Yeah. I'm going to take the two left feet because I don't have a dominant foot.
Yeah, I'm going to go with two left feet as well. I'm right-handed and right-footed, but I feel like I'm pretty clumsy anyway, so I don't feel like it's going to make too much of a difference.
I'm also going with two left feet because I'm a hairdresser. I need both my hands.
And we're going to put that on Instagram.
A t-shirt.
We're going to put it on a fucking t-shirt. Yeah, we're going to put it on. I'm really, really warm, guys. This hot war ball has like hit me up to the point where I might pass out. We're going to put it on Instagram and Twitter for you to vote in a poll and let us know what you think. And we're also going to talk about our hypothetical fight where we give you two fictional characters and discuss which one of them would win in a fight based on their various different merits. So this week, we have Ghost Rider! Woo! Yay!
Finally. Whoop whoop!
Whoop whoop! Versus John Constantine.
So, oh.
So, there you have that. I feel like we want to throw that over to Niecy first because she did homework on Ghost Rider.
He did too. Beforehand. But okay. I don't know why I did that homework now because I'm going for John Constantine.
Why?
I don't know. He's this magic man.
So is Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, but he isn't a warlock.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's pretty much impervious. And he's a hell beast already, so.
Well, he made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, he did, yeah. So he's pretty much already embodied the one thing that John Constantine could threaten him with.
Well, John Constantine's soul is also in hell.
Not anymore.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're so not fucking sorry. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I might be more inclined to go with Ghost Rider in this one. Because even though John Constantine has magic, he's still just a man. Whereas Ghost Rider is the literal embodiment of the devil. Like, he burns away all his skin and...
But... Lucifer is the devil, isn't he? And isn't Constantine actually friends with Lucifer? So...
Two different universes, though, so the crossover doesn't really go that deep into, like, Constantine's friends. Because it's the... I mean, the Marvel TV version of Ghost Rider, I feel like, would kick the ass of John Constantine. I feel like it'd be a good fight. I don't think it would happen immediately. I think it would take a while, but I do think Ghost Rider would win. He's got his fire chains, and they're pretty evenly skill matched, I would say, but Ghost Rider... has got the...
Yeah, and, like, also John's magic has, like, limitations. He needs certain things for spells.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
And, like, when the man of Ghost Rider is dying, the devil takes over and keeps him alive. Like, he's pretty much... He is impervious. I feel like it's Ghost Rider's. What do you guys think? What's your final answer?
Ghost Rider.
Niecy.
Now I have to go with Constantine because no one's for him.
You're so cute.
Yep. We're gonna put it online though and...
On a t-shirt.
Yep. Everybody can feel free to let us know what you think and why you think that. So yeah, have a look out for them on social media. Up next is our shout out segment and question answering segment, and I have somewhere question. However, I found them. Okay, so BLP_best podcast hello asks, are you gonna make more merch? I love the new merch that Elias has made.
I think that was pre the Halloween design, was it?
It was, yeah.
So, there you have your answer.
And we were just discussing right before we went live that Elias is going to get some of our sayings put on some t-shirts as well. So.
And Christmas designs. I'm already working on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Bebo.
Oh my freaking God, you're a genius! You really, really are! Oh my God! Niecy, what was that?
I made a Santa Bebo.
Oh, of course you did. So yes, BLP underscore best podcast. There is more merch coming. It's all going to be up on Redbubble, and we'll try to remember to put links and stuff up online once we get them. But it is in our bio. Bebo's Legends podcast fan says, why did you start the podcast? Why did you start it?
Wanted to?
Kari, this is your story to tell.
We just felt like it. No, I'm kidding. I don't really know, to be honest. I was sitting a bit bored with not really very much to do, and I was listening to another rewatch podcast for a different TV show. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fun to have actual people to talk to about Legends of Tomorrow? Like, I quite like sitting on Twitter and reading through all the sort of live tweets that people do when the episodes come out. And I just thought this would be a really good idea. I didn't know if anyone had done it before. I couldn't find any more podcasts. However, I do know now there's quite a few. I don't think there's any quite as chaotic as ours, but and I popped it on my social media and I started a search basically to find some people who would be crazy enough to join me on this journey without knowing any information, and in comes Elias.
Yeah, who then dragged along Nisi.
I think, what did your message say? Like, I'm in, and so is my friend.
No, I was like, I'm in, and I might, and I have a friend who might also be in.
Yeah.
And I was like, immediately, he was like, hey, I made a fan page on Instagram, and we were talking about making a podcast. Would you be in? And I was like, sure, I'm in.
So basically, like, the bottom line is, we just felt like it. And yeah, it just happened. Like, this is COVID-19, guys. It brought us all together because we were bored as shit.
COVID-19 class of 2020.
Boom. Bebo's Legends podcast fan says, if you could bring back... Oh, this is good. If you could bring back only three people from season six who are gone, who would you choose?
Mona, Nora, and Charlie.
Nisi?
I'm gonna go with Sari 1. No, wait. I'm gonna go with Ray, Nora, and Charlie.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Sari 1. 0.0, Nora, and Charlie.
I love how Nora was named by everyone. Everybody. And Charlie was named by everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Bebo's Legends podcast fan says, I loved episode 11 and I love your podcast. Thank you. And Stephanie sent in some emojis as well, which is really good fun. Thank you, Stephanie, always listening in. I also got a comment from Legends_follow_back. Your unfiltered episode shows how funny that you really are. I think it would be great to see you recording because my gut is telling me that you are making faces and hand gestures at each other, and that's why you always end up laughing randomly.
And I commented under that comment, basically, yes.
So yeah, there you have it. Yes, we do just make silly faces at each other. We swear at each other where no one else can see us. We have mustaches 90% of the time. There's a lot of finger guns, even though they've not been as present recently. What's happened?
No.
Even though it's on our new merch.
I don't know. I'm losing my bi-ness.
Bi-ness? Awesome. Does anyone have any other interactions from the week that they feel like they want to put out there?
Nah. Check out the BLB underscore best podcast and Beatles Legends podcast fans edits because they're amazing.
Yes, definitely. We really appreciate your support and love, so thanks so much. And I feel like we've come to the end of this week's podcast, and I feel like this would be a really good time to remind everybody, please check out social media. Please leave a review for whatever platform you're listening on, and please get in touch with us. Let us know any questions or opinions or anything that you want to share. We are interested in hearing from you. And I tried to remember to post today. I downloaded a whole butt ton of pictures and forgot to actually post them. So,
Wow.
yeah. So let's work on that together. So yeah, anyone got anything they want to add?
No.
Elias, you look like you're pooping.
I'm thinking. I got it. Work, work, Elias. Work, work, Kari. And Nisi. Now I got it.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Well, that is us for this week. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 12, Last Refuge of the Beebles Legends podcast. Make sure to check by next week, where it will not be our regularly scheduled programming, but in fact, it will be a Halloween miracle. Peace out.
I would call it a Halloween spooky cool, but it's okay. Peace out.
Okay, cool. Peace out.
Beebo's Legends podcast, I la la love you too.